The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me." And again, "A little while later and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me'? And again, 'A little while and you will see me.' And because I am going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while and you will not see me.' And again, 'A little while and you will see me.' Amen. Amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, just like the apostles in the gospel this morning, it's difficult to put into ordinary everyday language exactly what Jesus meant there by "a little while." It certainly puzzled his disciples, his apostles, and so it puzzles us a little bit too. But if we put it into context, after Jesus rose from after Jesus was raised from the dead after the resurrection, he appeared in different places at different times. So he suddenly appeared and then he disappeared. There was always a space in between. But now he's telling them something different. He's saying, "A little while you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me, because I am going to the Father." So he's preparing them for the time when he will no longer be around, but around in a sense of physical presence. And that's where we are today. Jesus is around, but not in physical presence. And that's why we refer to our prayer life and our coming to Mass and our relationship with God as part of our spirituality, part of, I suppose, the spirit world. Now, what do we mean by the spirit world? Well, we're all, every one of us here this morning, we're all destined in time to become spirits. So when you die, when I die, we don't cease to be, but we transform into a different kind of life. In other words, we become totally spiritual, or we become spirits. And so while we may be present, and we are, and you will be present to those you love, you're no longer visible. So that's about the best meaning we can give to the words in the gospel this morning. He's talking about his physical presence as opposed to his spiritual presence. And that's what we will be talking about more on Sunday when we celebrate the feast of the Ascension. Because strictly speaking, in the old days, today was a holy day of obligation. It's the Thursday of the Ascension, but now it's transferred to to the Sunday.